Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever found yourself, you know, scratching your head, staring at your social media feed and just wondering if all those posts are basically shouts into a digital void? Or maybe you've dipped your toe into Google Ads only to kind of watch your budget evaporate with, you know, not much to show for it.
Absolutely. It's a really common feeling for businesses navigating what often feels like this huge, unmapped digital marketing wilderness.
Yeah, the platforms, the algorithms always changing. Trying to see a clear ROI, it's a lot. It can feel pretty overwhelming.
It truly is. And you're absolutely not alone if you felt unsure where to actually put your marketing dollars, or maybe even more frustrating, finding it impossible to track what's delivering real results.
Right.
These are, yeah, common struggles. Digital marketing headaches, you could call them. But what's really interesting about the material we're diving into today, these are insights from a practical guide to strategic digital marketing, is that it offers a pretty clear path, a way past those frustrations.
Exactly. And this deep dive, we want it to be your shortcut, essentially, to understanding how to genuinely turn those clicks everyone talks about into actual clients. So our mission today is really to demystify strategic digital marketing, look at the essential bits and pieces, and really grasp how a smart approach can change it from, I don't know, a confusing puzzle into maybe one of your best business assets.
Let's do it. Cut through some of that noise.
So when we talk digital marketing, the core idea from our sources is, look, it's way more than just, you know, Facebook ads or a catchy hashtag here and there.
Right, much more.
It's framed more like a precise tool for reaching the right audience at the perfect moment, like whether they're actively Googling for solutions or just trolling through social media or even checking their email.
Yeah, and the material gives us a really solid look at the whole toolkit that's available.
So we're talking Google Ads and paid search. And the idea there isn't just showing up. It's about precise keyword targeting, bidding strategies, finding buyers right when they're ready to buy, that moment of intent.
And what's fascinating, I think, is how these different tools are really meant to work together. They're not just standalone things.
Okay.
So, yeah, beyond what you just mentioned, the insights also cover social media marketing, but focusing on turning those, you know, casual scrollers into actual loyal followers.
Which is harder than it sounds.
Definitely. Then there are email campaigns, highlighted for their power to directly engage people, convert them, keep them as customers, and content, blogs. That's all about building trust, showing authority through valuable insights that actually solve problems.
Right, providing value.
And SEO mastery. Critically, it's not just keywords anymore, right? It's deeply tied into user experience, content authority, helping you rank higher, get noticed, and pull in those quality leads.
That makes a lot of sense. Often you do see these things treated in isolation, like we do SEO or we do social.
Exactly.
But then you also mentioned things like remarketing. What's the core idea there? Maybe for someone who's heard the term but isn't quite sure.
Yeah, good question. So remarketing basically targets ads specifically at people who've already interacted with you somehow. Maybe they visited your website or engaged with a post.
Ah, okay. So you're staying in front of them.
Precisely. It helps you stay visible, stay relevant to your, well, your warmest prospects. It's really about nurturing that initial interest.
Gotcha.
And of course, there's video and audio content, super compelling ways to tell your story, make it memorable. But underpinning all of this, and this is maybe the most critical piece, is smart analytics.
Right. The measurement.
Yeah. But it's not just about getting numbers back. It's about turning that data into insights you can actually use, measuring success clearly, accurately. The whole promise here really is moving past the guesswork, getting to clear, tangible results.
So, okay, if we shift focus, move beyond just, you know, likes and shares, the vanity metrics, what does this all mean for a business that's trying to grow? How does this kind of strategic approach actually deliver results?
Well, connecting it to the bigger picture, it's fundamentally about shifting from just being busy with marketing activities to getting actual measurable outcomes.
Okay.
So when digital marketing is done strategically, like the source describes, it transforms your business because it consistently generates quality leads, not just clicks, but people likely to convert.
Makes sense.
It's really designed to turn browsers into buyers, build genuine brand credibility without that constant pressure of, you know, what do I post today?
Right. The content hamster wheel.
Exactly. And ultimately, it helps your business stay top of mind even when you and your team are busy running the actual business. The idea is that every click, every cent, every campaign is really geared towards growth, purposeful activity.
Which leads us nicely into, I think, the most critical part, the how. the strategic approach itself. The material really makes a point about being a true partner in digital marketing, not just, you know, another agency chasing awards or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the key things, the principles that make this partnership approach different?
Yeah, it lays out five core principles, really. First, and this is huge, it's about putting strategy first.
Okay.
Which means every single decision, every platform choice, it's all directly tied back to your specific business goals, not just following the latest marketing trend.
That sounds refreshing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Second, they stress being platform agnostic. So they aren't just pushing, say, Facebook ads because that's what they do.
Right.
Instead, the idea is choosing the tools that actually fit your business, your yeah. industry, how your customers buy things, not just what's trendy right now.
I can really see how that structured thinking would bring a lot of clarity. Because it often feels so chaotic, right? So yeah. many options. What else defines this approach?
Well, there's also flexibility. They talk about offering hands-free or collaborative options, mm-hmm. meaning they recognize businesses are different. Some might want the agency to just handle everything, fully manage campaigns. Others might want their own team trained up, maybe co-manage things. It's about fitting the business's style.
Okay, that makes sense. Adaptable.
Yeah. Then, clear communication is vital. You know, no confusing jargon, no dashboards that make your eyes glaze over, just straightforward, easy to understand insights.
Hallelujah.
Right. And finally, and this is key, a relentless focus on ROI obsession. Every effort has to be measured against clear, tangible results that you expect for your investment. It's all about making sure that custom strategy actually hits the bottom line. Growth.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
The practical how. Because this isn't just theory, right? The source actually lays out a pretty logical step-by-step process.
Exactly.
And it really hammers home that point about no cookie-cutter campaigns. Because every business is different.
Yeah.
So what does that process generally look like?
It typically boils down to a three-step kind of journey. It kicks off with a deep strategy session.
Okay.
This is where the partner really digs in, gets to know your business, inside out your audience, your specific goals, and then they map out the platforms, the messages, the tactics that are most likely to work for you. Custom built, not off the shelf.
Right, tailored from the start.
Exactly. Then, from that foundation, it moves into campaign design. This step is all about choosing the channels that really make sense for your budget, your industry, your specific customer's journey. It's focused execution. Cutting out the fluff, basically.
And it doesn't just stop once things are launched, I assume. What's the ongoing part?
Oh, absolutely not. That's the third crucial step. Manage, monitor, and tweak. Campaigns are never, ever set and forget.
Mm-hmm.
Good partners actively track what's working, quickly fix anything that isn't, and just continuously improve things as the data rolls in. It's iterative. It ensures you're always getting the best possible bang for your buck.
And how do they report on all this? Because sometimes reports can be more confusing than helpful.
Yeah, that's where the human-friendly reporting comes in. The idea is regular updates, but in plain English, explaining exactly what they did, what effect it had on your business goals, and what the next smart steps are. No jargon, no vague insights, just clear value demonstrated.
So it really sounds like the goal is to transform digital marketing from, yeah, maybe that potential black hole for budget into potentially your greatest business asset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all done through this strategic, results-focused, and constantly optimized approach.
Absolutely. Which, you know, kind of raises an important question for everyone listening. If digital marketing really isn't about just blindly chasing the newest trend or platform,
right?
But it's actually about smart, agile, custom-built strategy, then what specific assumption about your own business's digital presence, what you're doing now, might you need to reevaluate?